Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cobb. This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Former basketball star is Wichita's latest homicide victim. We've got the story.
Kansas lawmakers may temper education goals following a consultant's report. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Bomb explodes near San Antonio. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we officially measured just under an inch of rainfall in Wichita. That's the most we've had since October of last year. The rest of the week looks dry, though. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Package bomb exploded shortly after midnight today inside a FedEx distribution center in Schertz, Texas. The FBI and the ATF are at the scene. A spokeswoman for both agencies told the Washington Post. The explosion happened at a facility in Schertz, Texas. That's just northeast of San Antonio, sometime around 1 a.m., said FBI Special Agent Michelle Lee. ATF spokeswoman Nicole Strong said that early indications are no one was injured. The Associated Press reported erroneously earlier today that the San Antonio Fire Department said one person had suffered a non-life-threatening percussion-type injury from the blast.
A former basketball star in the state of Kansas was shot and killed in North Wichita early Sunday. Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile says the officers arrived at Deuce's Bar at 30th and Arkansas, finding a 27-year-old man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was hospitalized, underwent surgery, died about 6 hours later.
This individual was inside of the club. Some kind of altercation took place. We're not sure what it was or what started it. During the altercation, someone in the club fired a gun, striking our victim several times, killing him.
The victim has been identified as 27-year-old Dwayne Brunson, a resident of Great Bend. The native of Queens, New York, played college basketball at Barton Community College and led Fort Hays State in rebounding in back-to-back seasons in 2013 and 2014. Investigators believe there were about three dozen people in the club at the time of the shooting, but most of them were gone by the time police arrived. This is Wichita's ninth homicide case of the year.
Kansas legislators who suffered sticker shock from a report on the cost of improving public schools are considering whether to make the state's education goals less ambitious.
Some lawmakers appeared less anxious Monday after hearing from two out-of-state consultants who issued the report last week. It said improving schools could require the state to increase its education funding by $2 billion a year to give schools a 44% boost. That price tag is tied to increasing the state's high school graduation rate from 86 to 95% and vastly improving how students perform on standardized tests. Lawmakers face a Kansas Supreme Court mandate to increase education funding. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Last week's NCAA basketball tournament was a slam dunk for Wichita, so says Susie Santo, president and CEO of Visit Wichita. She tells KNSS News the community pulled together to present and promote visitor opportunities.
There's been a local organizing committee that's been working on this for a long time, but also the community. I mean, the business community stepped up with all of the parties going around, the welcome. The hoteliers, they hit it out of the park and made the student-athletes feel like rock stars. Interest Bank Arena, I mean, wow, we showcased that unbelievable facility on the national stage. So there were so many people that were involved with it.
Tournament generated an estimated $10 million for the local economy.
It was a campaign promise. Now the president is working to roll out his plan battling the opioid epidemic that costs more than 100 American lives per day.
In New Hampshire, a state hard hit by the epidemic, the president, along with the first lady, saying the only way to solve the opioid problem is to get tough, pushing for harsher punishments for drug dealers and, in extreme cases, the death penalty.
If you break the law and illegally peddle these deadly poisons, we will find you, we will arrest you, and we will hold you accountable.
The White House says the plan will focus on simultaneously breaking the flow of drugs into and across the country, broadening education and awareness, and expanding access to treatment and recovery efforts. While the president has declared it a national public health emergency, some say his administration hasn't done enough.
In Washington, Lauren Blanchard, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Oklahoma Sooners baseball team only plays one road game in the entire month of March. And it's tonight, and it's here in Wichita. We'll have details coming up in sports.
Fire cautions continue, even after recent rains in central Kansas. That story on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Much-needed rain across central Kansas the last couple of days. However, officials advise continuing precautions against sparking fires that have been advised during the drought conditions. Andover Fire Deputy Chief Mike Roosevelt told KSN News it just wasn't enough moisture to alleviate the fire danger, and the rain we got could cause problems for firefighting equipment.
And unless you've got high-quality four-wheel drive with good tires and that sort of thing, the larger trucks, which don't have four-wheel drive in many cases, are just not going to be able to get out there, and we can get equipment stuck. Occasionally, that equipment can be put in danger, putting the firefighters that are on that equipment in danger as well.
Some advice from Roosevelt: if you're going to do a controlled burn this week, have someone of competent age be present from start to finish. Don't mix alcohol and fire, and call 911 early if something goes awry.
A mother has been sentenced for killing her children.
In 2016, Brandy Worley told police she killed her two young children hours after her husband filed for divorce because she didn't want him to take them. On Monday, the 31-year-old Indiana woman was sentenced to 120 years in prison for the stabbing deaths of her 7-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter. Her husband was asleep downstairs when the murders occurred in the family's home in Darlington, northwest of Indianapolis. Worley did not comment at Monday's sentencing. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Window, middle, or aisle seat. Your choice could have an impact on your health.
Some experts say a window seat is the safest place on an airplane to avoid catching a cold or the flu, and a new study from Emory University supports that theory. Researchers took flights all over the U.S. to test for viruses and to observe how people come into contact with each other. They concluded aisle seat passengers are likely to be near an infectious person because they tend to get out of their seats most. But in a total of 10 flights, researchers only saw one person coughing and did not find any of the cold and flu viruses they tested for, meaning it's possible that no sick people were on board those flights. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. And if you're out in traffic this morning, a little bit different from yesterday. We don't have all the rain and the wet conditions, at least.
That's right. We also have a traffic accident southbound I-235 right around Zoo Boulevard, and you're going to want to watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey there. Yeah, we got a lot of great rain yesterday. That was really nice, but now we set the stage for dry weather to take place. And I know it's spring break for some folks, and really not getting the true taste of spring that you'd be hoping for, but just hang tight. We do have a nice warm-up on the way. Current temperature out at the airport is 39 degrees. It is overcast and breezy. We've got winds from the north sustained at 22 miles per hour. Feels colder. Probably want to dress in layers for today. So we're working with the clouds, but I'm expecting some more sunshine by the end of the day. Calling for a high of 55. That chilly breeze will stick around through today. 10 to 20, easy breezy. It is going to be one of the cooler ones, not your typical first day of spring feel when you think of spring. But as I mentioned before, we've got a great warm-up headed our way. I think our patience will be paid off. It's kind of one of those weeks where if you don't like the weather today, just wait.
Laura, but how much rain do you think was measured at here in Wichita at the Weather Service office there near the airport?
Well, I just looked it up. It was just under an inch, so just that's over 0.86 was what they had recorded yesterday.
That's
so
what I had, just about 8 tenths, almost 9 tenths.
Yeah, so really some great rain. I know some folks farther to the north, they have got over an inch in their rain gauge. So this was some great rain. I mean, they went back with dates to say that the last time that Wichita received over a half an inch of rain in a 24-hour time period actually dated all the way back to October.
Right.
That's how dry it's been. It's incredible. And when you think about our winter, we really haven't had a significant winter, not a whole lot of snow to speak about, not a whole lot of rain. So this was a really nice welcome sign.
Hey, we still have time for a big snow and ice storm now. So just...
your biggest snowstorms, late March,
right.
April. So
all right.
It's just why you'll remember this conversation.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Laura, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And President Putin has won re-election. No big surprise there. And he has some things to say about the arms race and so forth. With us this morning, live from London, Fox News Radio, Simon Owen. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
So is Putin putting out the olive branch and saying he's going to get along with everybody now and be a nice guy?
But he said he's going to try to, and you mentioned that word, arms race. It's been mentioned quite a lot in recent weeks because while on the campaign trail, President Putin revealed details of a whole array of new nuclear weapons that he said were impossible to intercept and that no one else in anywhere in the world had technology like this. That is the sort of language that marks an arm race. But President Putin said yesterday, we have no intention of engaging in some kind of arms race. So there's the slight conflict there. But instead he said that we'll look to develop constructive relations with other countries. So, you know, maybe we are looking at a new warm and friendly Vladimir Putin. I suspect his comments will be taken with a large degree of skepticism in Western capitals. And Putin did give himself a bit of a caveat, a bit of a way out on this one. He said this, quote, "It goes without saying that not everything depends on us. As with love, both sides have to be involved. Otherwise, there can be no love at all." So there is an offer there, it sounds like, for warmer relations, but it's going to be presumably on Putin's terms. And it sounds to me that this is another way of Putin giving himself a way out. And then he can turn around and say, well, I tried, and they didn't accept the invitation.
You know, Simon, I'm of the age, and I'm sure there are many Russians who are my same age who remember the Cold War and the threat of nuclear weapons. It was awful when we were children. I wonder, of course, he doesn't have to worry about that from his electorate, does he? He doesn't matter what they think. But I bet you there are a lot of Russians who say, we don't want to be in an arms race.
Well, I mean, to an extent, it does matter what the electorate think because, you know, yeah, there was no doubt he was going to win this vote. But there are, you know, experts on Russian politics who say that Putin has a long way to fall and he is just one man. And so he needs one way or another to stay in power, potentially, if he can do with things going his way for a little while longer. But, there is the threat of the Cold War, and many Russians, as you say, will remember that. Equally these days, you know, President Putin has been in power for 18 years, so therefore, automatically, every Russian child has only known Putin's leadership. And for people who are a little older, not necessarily going back to the Cold War, but certainly going back to the collapse of the Soviet Union, you know, the people who remember the chaos that followed that collapse,
right. They
are seen to be the voters that are kind of the backbone of Putin's support in that whatever you say about him, he does put a firm hand on the tiller and he is does lead with a bit of an iron fist and he keeps things controlled. Now, in the West, governments say that he controls things far too much and that's why you have an election where there wasn't really much choice for the electorate. But for his supporters, they like the fact that he keeps things in check, and that's what it sounds like he's going to continue to do. You know, this is a strong mandate. Even if you can take into effect the concerns about freedom of speech and that sort of thing, he wants 76% of the vote, so he's got a strong mandate for six more years.
Listen, excellent points. Thank you so much for your insight there, Fox News Radio Simon Owen, live from London, talking about Putin winning re-election. He's been in power for 18 years in Russia. Wow. Is he going to try to get along better with others? Well, it depends on the others, he says. He can always come back and say, no, I tried. What the heck? I'm not a big fan of Mr. Putin. I don't know that many people are. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And it's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted's got some basketball to tell us about. Also, we got a little baseball to talk about today as well, Ted.
Got baseball tonight in Wichita for the 26th-ranked Shockers. Wichita State hosting the Oklahoma Sooners. First time this season, the Shockers have taken on an opponent out of the Big 12. You know, Oklahoma has 21 games in the month of March. Only one of those is a road game away from Norman. and that is tonight in Wichita. So Oklahoma doesn't go on the road very often. They are 0-2 on the road so far this season, only their third road game overall, and they have not won either of the previous two. Oklahoma and the Shockers tonight. Shocks have lost 2 out of 3. Wichita State has a record of 13-4 overall. Oklahoma at 14-8. Mike Kennedy will have live pregame coverage of the Shockers beginning at 5:30 p.m. The game will start at 6 o'clock tonight out at X Stadium. And that is live right here on your home for Shocker baseball, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tune in tonight for Wichita State baseball action. In hockey, the Wichita Thunder is in the middle of an 8-game road trip. They have split the first 4 games so far. Wichita is in Kansas City tonight, taking on the Mavericks at 7 o'clock. Wichita's first visit to KC since the day before Thanksgiving. Wichita right now is in third place in the Mountain Division. Pro basketball in the NBA last night in New York. The Knicks beat the visiting Chicago Bulls 110-92 in the starting lineup for the Knicks. Former Kansas State Wildcat Michael Beasley with 17 points and 6 rebounds. That's back-to-back wins for the Knicks, who have been eliminated from playoff contention. Little JUCO men's basketball, the 71st annual National JUCO Division I tournament is underway in Hutchinson, and it got off to a good start yesterday for Barton Community College. The number 16 seed in this tournament beat number 17 Tyler, Texas, 86-63 in the opening round. Barton is now 28-6. Now Barton faces the ultimate challenge this afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Sweet 16. Barton taking on the number one undefeated team in the nation, Indian Hills, which is 33-0. Barton against Indian Hills in the Sweet 16 today. That'll be a 2 o'clock tip-off in Hutchinson. Prior to that, at noon, the host team and the defending national champions, the Hutchinson Community College Blue Dragons, take on number 22 Cape Fear. That'll be at noon up in Hutchinson. Interesting games coming up today at the national tournament. And, of course, we're getting ready for the Sweet 16 at the NCAA tournament later on this week. Of course, Kansas and Kansas State are both in the Sweet 16. And we have a little K-State history. It was 70 years ago on this day that Kansas State played its first game ever in the Final Four. It was up in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium. Baylor won that game 60-52. But wow. It was the first time K-State appeared in the Final Four, and who knows, maybe this year. K-State is just right now 2 wins away from making it back to the Final Four. But K-State's first ever game in the Final Four was 70 years ago on this day. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. And he has an update on attack on a student who was an update on the attack of a student who was attacked while carrying a Trump flag. That's coming up. Rush Limbaugh, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.